Hello, Empresses. It is Leslie Tagorda with your May Cosmic Weather. In May, our origin theme is sustainable transformation. To say May is white hot is an understatement. There is transformative energy at play that allows you to evolve and change on your terms. Yet when you think about your terms, I urge you to let go of control, because the only thing you'll be able to control this month is how you react and choose to harness the energy of the time. I'm not gonna lie, May has a lot of activation and glitches, so change on your terms will be how you decide to face what comes your way. From an astrological perspective, sustainable transformation in your work is about aligned timing, action, and expectations. Aligned timing is about working with the energy and seasons of the time, waiting for the right moments to do, rest, wait, or go. Just like the waxing and waning of the moon, it's not all about go, go, go. Aligned timing allows for restorative, regenerative productivity. Now, aligned action is about doing the things in your work that you want to do and what matters most for the most return. Not everything is necessary or urgent, and simply putting out fires scatters your action and energy, so it is left ineffective. Aligned action allows for focused, intentional progress forward. Aligned expectations is about focusing on the outcome and results you desire in your work, ensuring you are dreaming big enough and supporting those big dreams with how you want to feel as you evolve. We'd like to think we can control all the steps and strategies and how we are going to get there, but as you've already noticed, the universe doesn't work that way. Transformation and change will happen regardless of the how, so let go of controlling every minutia to allow the co-creative, soulful process of evolution to happen. Aligned expectations allow for you to maximize on what you thought could be possible as you aim towards those outcomes and trust in the process that your soul will lead you on. Even if it might not be what you expected, you open yourself up to be pleasantly surprised. May's cosmic weather gives you the energy you need to light the spark, fan the flames, and rededicate yourself to aligned, sustainable transformation. But to do this in May, you must spend the time observing. In May, we see some big energy shifts. Jupiter moves into fiery Aries along with Mars and Venus, but the reason why this Jupiter transition is so important is that it's the only outer planet moving signs in 2022, and it's about to whip up the energy, potentially into a firestorm. Now, this doesn't have to be scary if we choose to channel this energy appropriately. Mercury is also slowing down for our Gemini Mercury retrograde, our second retrograde cycle, allowing us to deep dive and rethink our overthinking. The energy of the month allows us to take deep devotional action and exceed our expectations. There's no time like the present to make the big changes you've been waiting for. Gather what you've learned in April as you've crossed the threshold of an opening in your soul-fed inspiration, giving you a new vision of what it means to be an abundant entrepreneur. Now it's time to build and exceed your expectations. Channel your energy constructively and receive aligned, sustainable transformation. Get ready. It is a big month. So this month, we're going to see Venus entering Aries on May 2nd, Jupiter entering Aries on May 10th. Our Mercury retrograde begins on May 10th. We have a total lunar eclipse on May 15th. The Sun enters Gemini on May 20th. Mercury retrograde re-enters Taurus on May 22nd. Mars enters Aries on May 24th. And then Venus enters Taurus on May 28th. Whew, that is a lot, and we haven't even deep dived into the details. So remember, I have this all written up for you. You can do a search for the cosmic weather, where you can read about a little bit more details, check out the origin planetary pulse that allows you to remember which days are best for which task. And there's a link to a video with tips on how to read your natal chart to personalize your cosmic weather. All right, let's dive into the details. On May 2nd, Venus enters Aries, and the theme of this is connect by taking lead. With what pioneers and leaders are you meant to connect? Now through May 28th, Venus, which represents attraction and abundance, quickly sails through Aries, meeting up with Chiron, the wounded healer, on May 15th. While in Aries, Venus loves extending the invitation and opening the doors to connect with other trailblazers, risk and action takers, and those that desire to be the best and the first. A bit of competition is fun for Venus in Aries, as she knows that it makes her extra attractive. Venus in Aries glows up with all the things edgy and risky. In your work, how can you use this energy to connect with other risk takers and leaders like you who are ready to leap into action? Because there's no time like now to get a jump start. Venus stays in Aries for just a few weeks, and that's great for her because taking the lead isn't normally her MO. She would rather wait for the invitation and will be able to relax when she returns home to her cozy home sign of Taurus later in the month on May 28th. Now on May 3rd, we have Jupiter sextiling Pluto retrograde, and it's time to take a look at your revolutionary potential during this time. It's the first meetup of Jupiter and Pluto since the Great Conjunction in 2020. They met three times in that epic year. So think back to where you were back in 2020. You likely were in the midst of a global lockdown and deeply contemplating your new identity as a homebody and feeling like questioning your destiny and mortality. Now, 2 years later, reflect on your power to mitigate intense transformation and how you will decide to see the necessary evolution that has transpired since. A door of opportunity is here, so that if you can recognize it, it will allow you to expand on the new evolution that was forced upon you a couple of years ago. Notice the creativity bursting from beneath the cracks. It's here for you to transform yourself once again with the power of these two major planets. Are you ready to continue the self-transformation that the conjunction of 2020 opened? The door is waiting for you. You simply need to see the door and knock. Fast forward to May 5th, the sun joins up with Uranus, where we have creative fuel breakthroughs. What needs an up-level in the what you do in your work? You've had a lot of breakthrough energy this month, and now it's your creative juice and vitality's turn. For the next few days leading up to and past this exact meeting day, you get the opportunity to up-level what you do in your work, especially as it pertains to the pieces that build a stable foundation. This could be your foundational offer, or this could be the work that brings in the most return on investment. The sun in your business is what you do that no one else can do just like you. Your unique approach, your unique perspective that differentiates you from others in your industry. With Uranus's revolutionary energy, it's time to take this what to the next level. And let's be honest, you've been itching to try something new but felt scared of the risk. During this time, those fears may melt into the background. If they do, trust the feeling of what comes next. We need the sleep, and we need it every year as the sun passes across Uranus in the sky. Let's take advantage of it to make your creative upgrade. This will be especially awakening for fixed signs Taurus, Leo, Scorpio, and Aquarius. On May 8th, we have our second quarter moon in Leo, and it's time to act with confidence. What focused creative action will allow you to commit to your intention? Now that you've learned from your past mistakes and wounds, thanks to support from Chiron and Aries, how will you add this to your creative aligned action? It's time to bust a move on your new moon intentions and show the universe you're ready by taking responsibility. What is one thing you can do with confidence and passion to act upon what you desire? Creativity today and for the rest of the week while the moon is waxing and gaining light is by adding fun and joy into your actions. May 10th, Mercury retrograde begins. This Mercury retrograde in Gemini is about rethinking loving connections. This is the Mercury retrograde cycle to make lots of space in your schedule. This Mercury retrograde cycle is going to feel extra, meaning a wee bit more intense than previous Mercury retrogrades, because Mercury is going backwards in its fast moving home sign of Gemini, but this cycle is also longer in days and shorter in the distance that it goes backwards than an average retrograde cycle. So what this means is that we're going to have more time than usual to rethink, rehash, and possibly get stuck in traffic, miscommunications, and overthinking. The lesson in all of this, especially for this time, is to slow down, take time, pay attention, and get clear. I'm going to say this over and over and over again. If you're trying to rush through a Mercury retrograde, the more you're going to get slammed down. So be intentional and take your time. During this retrograde cycle, Jupiter and Mars are going to be joining up with Venus and Chiron all in Aries, and this may lead to you feeling more impulsive and eager to take action. But with this retrograde in your thinking, this may not feel as aligned as you want it to. Reminder again to be aware and slow down. Road rage and the like could be at a high. Around this time, be vigilant for any interpersonal miscommunications and misunderstandings around Taurian themes of value and security. Anything you're trying to rush through or not be fully present in will make you feel bogged down and stuck in a mental traffic jam. If you have big Gemini energy like your sun, moon, or rising, be extra kind to yourself at this time. You'll have to move at what feels like a snail's pace, inching your way forward to the finish line of your goals. I provide a schedule of the Mercury retrograde in the cosmic weather, including the shadow, the previous shadow zones, and the ending shadow zone. Later that day on May 10th, we have Jupiter entering Aries, where the theme of Jupiter in Aries is inspired leadership. How will you energize and fascinate yourself in a way that subsequently lights up others? Now, this is a big one. I want you to pay attention to Jupiter in Aries, because Jupiter, a social planet, is the only one of the outer planets to change signs in 2022. Jupiter takes 12 years to trek around the sun, spending about a year in each sign. Jupiter is now zipped through Pisces to move into passionate, fast-forward moving Aries. Aries in your business is all about self-direction, movement forward, leadership, and initiative. And when Jupiter is in Aries, this planet of exploration, expansiveness, purpose, and justice, things can go from impulsive to explosive quickly. But this doesn't have to be a bad thing if you know how to harness this quick and big energy. We can see this shift as a movement into inspired leadership, where we combine the best of Jupiter and Aries together. If you have any natal planets or energies in Aries, expect flashes of expansion and luck and abundance as Jupiter makes its way through and spreads its optimism your way. However you choose to express this energy in your work, feel the heat, charge, and passion to be an inspirational leader. After all, as an entrepreneur or a change maker, you are a leader. Why not fascinate with passion? Okay, now May 15th, this is another big day. I want you to mark this one on your calendar and make lots of space to breathe and be. We have three big transits all coming to a head today. We have Venus joining Chiron at Aries of 14 degrees, asking you to make peace with the past hurts from attempts to take lead and connect you to others through your vulnerabilities and past hurts. Then we also have the Sun squaring Saturn, asking you what creative limitations are you leaning in and mastering your craft. And then, of course, we have this eclipse. It is a deep dive detox. So let's talk about this full moon total lunar eclipse at Scorpio of 25 degrees, because this is going to incorporate all of these energies. So the full moon total lunar eclipse happens at exactly 9:14 p.m. Pacific, 12:14 the next morning. And I really encourage you to get outside and observe this total eclipse, because for those empresses in the Eastern time zone of North America and all of South America, you'll be able to catch the entire eclipse from beginning to end. For the rest of North America, Europe, Africa, and New Zealand, you're going to be able to catch parts of this eclipse. It's going to be beautiful. And so what is the best way to appreciate astrology than actually observing it in the sky? And so the theme for this full moon total lunar eclipse at 25 degrees of Scorpio is alchemizing wounds to wisdom, the ultimate transformation. So take a deep breath and then another, because this is going to be a powerful total lunar eclipse that plunges you into the depths of your heart and soul, where it's undeniable. Your ability to receive depends on your awareness and acceptance of your deepest emotional truths. Now, with both Venus forming a conjunction to Chiron, inspiring us to find the beauty in our healing and bring the values to others, and the Sun squaring Saturn to create structural tension around how things are currently done, you may feel squeezed and backed into a corner, yet excited and anticipatory at the same time. You should probably know that there's not really an opt-out of the intensity of this lunation. Saturn is pivoting both the Sun and Moon in opposition, demanding you to take full responsibility for your inner and outer worlds. And with the Moon so close to the South Node, emotional clearing and releasing is on the celestial agenda. Fellow Empress Asha Frost just released her book, her beautiful book that talks about the lunations. And in this book, she is constantly reminding us it may not have been our fault with the wounds that we have received, but it is our responsibility to heal. And this full moon eclipse is a grand reminder. In one way, the stars are beautifully supportive of an emotional deep dive in this moment. Venus joins Chiron, the wounded healer, inviting sweet and loving self-compassion to all of those tender wounded parts. And Jupiter is co-present at the very first degree of Aries, expanding this self-compassion into wisdom and generosity for us all. With the Sun trining Pluto, there is more than ample opportunity to unearth and unpack your hidden truths, all of which glow with transformative power. As you bring light to your secrets, you'll find the strength for a revolutionary act, being your whole, imperfectly perfect, whole self. Dive in. Forget and let go of past mistakes. Explore and release your deepest fears. Bring your shame up out of the depths and into loving kindness. Get support and healing from your traumas at all levels. As you engage, clear, and release that which pulls you under, you'll ascend into next level authority. In your work, this deep examination and reflection is vital to healing that makes you more attuned to your calling. Now, on May 17th, Mars joins up to Neptune in Pisces for devotional action. How can you dedicate your intentional action? Whatever you take action on today needs to be in a devotional experience. If you choose to move your body, do it as an offering to connect with your higher self. If you lead or take action in your work, do it in alignment with your spiritual co-creator's source or the universe. Mars, your ability to go after what you want, and Neptune, your spiritual interconnected visions, give you the energy to begin a new practice of devotional action. Mars and Neptune signatures are found in many souls that do integrative, somatic, or spiritual movement work, from yoga teachers to sacred dance facilitators and beyond. Feel each action as you take a dedication and devotive service to yourself to create magic in your everyday mundane tasks. There is a new beginning of devotion here. This will be so inspiring for water signs, Cancer, Scorpio, and Pisces. On May 19th, we have the Sun trining Pluto retrograde, which asks us to take transformational opportunities. What Creative Metamorphosis is now in flow. It's a powerfully creative day. What pours forth from you now has the power to catalyze. You can sense that powerful transformation is now available to you, and you can sense that this is supportive energy to change what you've been craving. Notice now what is being asked to manifest. This is so supportive for Earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorn. On May 20th, the Sun enters Gemini for a season of sharing engaging information. What clever dialogue and messaging will you create this season? Now through the solstice on June 21st, the Sun, our creative vibrancy, gets the conversation started in quick-thinking Gemini. The Sun represents our source, our natural abilities, and what we do so well. And in Gemini season, our source comes from cross-pollinating and exploring our communities through sharing thought-provoking information. You can easily share information through teaching, speaking, writing, and more. Ultimately, this creates engaging conversation, also known as aligned marketing. As you focus into Gemini season, put your thinking and teaching hat on. Get curious about your message and what you want to share through your business and brand from your unique perspective. As you engage, be sure to listen to others, and you will get the insight you need to fine-tune your message and communications to ignite those like-minded souls. Happiest of solar return birthdays to all the Gemini empresses. On March 21st, the Sun joins Mercury retrograde in what is known as a combust, the middle point of Mercury retrograde. It is halfway over. So the theme for this Sun meeting up with Mercury retrograde is thinking and information ablaze. How can you make space to take in all this new understanding to reflect without yet making a decision? This is the middle point of the Mercury retrograde, like a full moon phase, this full illumination of your learnings from this Mercury retrograde cycle. You may feel a surge, an overload of information, thoughts, ideas, perspectives, and understandings. Things can feel intense with your mind on this overload. Time to push pause and be present with any overwhelm that may occur. Time to be open to surprising insights. Take it all in. Notice what is broken down in terms of your Gemini and communication themes in your life and work over the last few weeks, because this gives you insight onto your next aligned actions in your business, especially when it comes to communications. After today's combust, you will have a clear understanding of what needs to be reintegrated into your business so you can make a plan. Now, today, there's no need to do anything right now besides simply observe. Observation while motionless is deeply energetic. On May 22nd, we have a beautiful, sweet, peaceful day with our fourth quarter moon waning in light in Pisces and our Mercury retrograde returning to Taurus in its backwards motion. With all of this Venus energy from Taurus and Pisces, it is spotlighting, adding peace and softness. So our fourth quarter moon phase, it starts in Pisces and it informs the rest of the week where we're now meant to relax and be in flow. What inner consciousness is now aligned to your soul? The last quarter moon phase is an integration phase in our lives and our businesses, a time to cultivate all that we have learned and assess what we want to continue with and what we want to turn back into the earth as nourishment for the seeds we've planted. So with this next upcoming week with the Pisces fourth quarter moon, spend some inner time reflecting and connecting with your soul and spirit. What dreams make you feel most hopeful and optimistic in your life and work? What are the ones you want to focus on and replicate that feelings of success? With this Mercury retrograde re-entering Taurus, your sense of peace extends not only in your body and your soul, but also to your mind and thoughts, so you can take this restorative time to reroute into your values. With Mercury retrograde still metabolizing, it's the perfect time to take it easy and perceive through the sensations of your body and your somatic tools to take your next aligned steps after you restore for the next few days. Work still needs to be done, of course, but do the work of integration, assessing, and tying up loose ends instead of starting anything new. On May 24th, Mars enters Aries, and with this season of Mars and Aries, all the force and drive, full speed ahead. How will you make a choice to maximize your full power and leadership during this time? Now through July 4th, Mars will return to his home sign of Aries, where he is in full power in all his physical vitality. Mars is the motivator, your ability to have the physical energy and drive to trailblaze. Mars likes to be the best, the first, and the fastest. He can bring natural leadership energy into your business if Mars energy can be focused in considerate ways. The last time Mars was in Aries was back in June 2020 through January of 2021, an extended 7-month stay because he had a Mars retrograde. And in that week, if you can recall, the restlessness and anxiety of that time. Now, this time around, Mars won't be lingering, but he does spend his time fanning the flames for about 7 weeks. As soon as Mars enters Aries, it touches upon the moon, adding heat to your emotions, and shortly after whips up more heat while saddling up to Jupiter, the great expander. Now, to use Mars energy constructively, it requires you to channel and take action on what you want. Notice anxiety and decide to channel it constructively into excitement. Notice anger and frustration and turn it into motivation. And if anger is still inflaming, alchemize this anger into sacred rage that puts up your boundaries once and for all. Remember that you get to choose how to harness this energy towards its highest elevation. And there will be ample energy for you to practice this over the coming weeks. Keep an eye on yourself during this time and don't make too many impulsive decisions. Take your time. Harness your energy constructively. On May 25th, Mercury retrograde trines Pluto retrograde. So we're going to have a little crisscross with Mercury and Pluto. And this is going to allow us to re-empower our impactful perspectives. So today, how can you lovingly share some truth bombs? You'll have the opportunities and reignited perspectives to drop some facts over the next few days. Looking back a few weeks to April 28th, so last month, the last time Mercury interacted with Pluto, you've now had a refresh perspective to get to lovingly, kindly drop your truth bombs. You know the truth in your body and soul, and if you've been holding back from sharing your truth, you can't hold back anymore. Do not be afraid if you change your mind or get an even clearer perspective later, for it won't be that far from today's truth. Speak with your body language too, as it may speak louder than your words today. This will be especially supportive for earth signs, Taurus, Virgo, and Capricorns. On May 26, we have Venus squaring Pluto retrograde. Relationship excitement. So what provocations encourage you to take creative action? Now, this may be a day of potent emotions and collective burnout, especially in interpersonal relationships and partnerships. So again, this is powerful observation, so take notice. It's the perfect time for the creative tension of Venus, which is your connection and attraction, and Pluto, which is intense transformation. In this tension, outward sparks could catalyze change that maybe you're not yet ready to face, but are now being asked to. This could be challenging over the next few days as emotions are running high thanks to Mars cozying up to Jupiter, expanding and fanning all those flames. You can fall under the weight of this all, but it's okay. Or you can rise to the occasion and face the challenges with your heart first, which is even better. The more you can be true to yourself and your heart, you will always persevere. Shine your light by contemplating where you're being asked to take action based on your values and what you most care about. This is going to be especially arousing for cardinal signs Aries, Cancer, Libra, and Capricorn. On May 28th, we have Venus entering Taurus, where we are building prosperity and peace for all. What is your true value and how are you sharing it? Now, with Venus in her home sign of Taurus, we have a lucky few weeks to recognize and share your value with others. Venus enters her home sign of Taurus until June 22nd, and here she is comfy, cozy, and capable in her full power. Venus, your connection to the resources, yep, that can be money, and people to thrive in your world, appreciates everything luxurious, delicious, and sumptuous. She has the ability to curate, appreciate, and be gracious to these pleasures that amplify Venus's power to charm and attract. For the next few weeks while Venus is in Taurus, appreciate your physical resources by savoring each sense. What lights up your touch, your smell, sounds, tastes, aesthetics? Embody the pleasure of what surrounds you to amp up this Venusian energy. Now in your work, notice the value you create every day, the value you offer to those that you co-create with and hire you, and the value that is created from the investments you make in your body and your environment. As you tune into your aligned values, remember to appreciate and express gratitude. This energetic amplification allows you to increase your power of financial and people attraction, purely by appreciation and enjoyment of what you already have. On May 29th, Mars joins up with Jupiter, where it's time to exceed your expectations. Where will you go all in? You've already been feeling this buildup of heat, passion, and drive, and today we are at a peak. Mars, your motivation and vitality, and Jupiter, your expansive purpose, are setting a new cycle of peak performance. It's time to go all in. Mars and Jupiter meet once every 2 years or so, marking the beginning of a new cycle for expansion and growth, thanks to Jupiter, of our aligned actions. Thanks to Mars. Likely your motivations have changed since they last met up in May of 2020 in the sign of Capricorn, where things were about trying to hold on to structure and control. Today, realign your actions so you stop underestimating yourself. Decide today to be more courageous and expand in your trailblazing leadership. It's time to exceed your expectations by going all in. Where are you underestimating your ability to rise to the top? Dare to think bigger today and find the power players to help. On the other hand, this timing is white hot, so be careful you don't burn anyone, especially yourself. All the Gemini in the sky is adding oxygen to the flames. Smoke mask on and persevere. Especially lit for fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius. All right, our very last one, we have on May 30th, a new moon in Gemini at 9 degrees, where it's time to recalibrate valuable engagement. What fresh clarity do you want from your message in your work? This new moon in Gemini is ruled by a retrograde Mercury, meaning that it's as much a time for looking back as it is looking forward. You're invited to begin by reviewing the impact of your communications and your marketing, what you say, what you write, how you entertain and educate, how you inform and inspire. In this moment, it's clear that you're a vital contributor to the conversation in your industry, your field, and your shared value in your world. Your voice matters, and you can channel your higher self to share words that facilitate comfort and peace. Mercury is still in Taurus along with Venus, Uranus, and the North Node, all stoking a desire to communicate with more kindness and compassion. Leading with love means speaking with care, and this lunation encourages us to find and expand the places that our communications create loving connection, and to edit and eliminate the places they do not. With Mercury squaring off with Saturn and trining Pluto, there's gravitas and intensity in this new moon. Yet the mutable airiness of Gemini keeps everything flowing and doesn't shake your need to reckon with the transformative power and lasting impact of your words. Be sure to set a fresh intention how you want your message to touch the hearts of your collaborators and co-creators and clients, your people. All right, so that is all for the cosmic weather, and it's a lot. May is really, really, really big. And so pay attention in the Facebook groups when it gets closer to the lunations. We'll be sharing personalizations for you. All right, Empresses, have a beautiful May.